Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We aren't contending with a lot of spare time on the ranch right now. We're about halfway through the AI season and are irrigating some corn with gravity. At the same time, we're running the pivot and the small grain harvest. Both triticale and oats should be ready next week. Because we've been spread a little thin, I've had to rehire my mom. I kinda hated to fire her in the first place, but since she's had that job at the sale barn in Broken Bow, she's picked up some bad habits as far as handling the livestock. She just pushes them a little harder than what I want them pushed. Of course, since Mom was off the crew for a while, my teenage boys were having to pick up the slack, and they wondered why Grandma wasn't helping. I simply told them, "Babies, don't let your grandmas go out and be cowboys." Today I'd like to run one by you that I wrote a few years back. It was originally titled June, but since we've moved the AI season, I guess now it must be called July. Part of the reason for moving AI season back was that it overlapped with Bible school at Burr Oak Church, and it took a lot of my crew. And Beth didn't think it was teaching the proper spiritual lesson when I kept referring to that overlapping time as Hell Week. Take a deep seat, and let's go for a ride. Such a buckaroo mob you seldom will see. A grandma, four kids, and the foreman, that's me, trying to wrangle this motley crew so the cows are corralled when the evening is through. As we enter the pasture, I lay out the plot and hope that everything works like it ought. The cows are described by color and number. As my list gets longer, my help starts to slumber. We need 301. She's a black brockle face. Her ear tag is green. Check the blues just in case. When you've got 'em paired up, use the gate by the tank. Let's hustle, 'cause the clouds are forming a bank. My mom is to my right, doing pony side passes. My daughter to the left, she don't have her glasses. And the boys are loping right through the main herd, singing without a discouraging word. I'm questioning if this job makes any sense when Tink nicks a calf and it runs through the fence. Then one of the boys comes back in a flash, chasing 031 on a 100-yard dash. "I thought you said red. Isn't that number right?" And the foreman, that's me, gets a little uptight. Before we go further, I need to explain. With grandmas and kids, you don't talk like John Wayne. You very soon find, if you give your tongue slack, that the help takes it in and then plays it all back. And I said I'm the foreman, not the same as the boss. She stays at headquarters. On my ear she might toss if she hears from the crew while they're hitting the hay an expanded vocabulary they heard Daddy say. Then I hear about it in a tone none too sweet. When it comes to kids' minds, there's no hitting delete. "We need 301. Her ear tag is green." I yell it out louder and sound kind of mean, but I hardly get a thistle. My daughter's horse is grazing the grass. If this is a test, I probably won't pass. My mount hits a lope as I beller and blow. "We never will finish if you keep moving slow. Tink, get over here. Mom, go to the right. Sis, see if that calf is somewhere in sight. Oh, I forgot, you can't read the tag. Well, come over here and follow this bag. Boys, what are you doing? Get it in gear. You found the calf, well, bring him up here. Sis, go left, don't let him turn back. Tink, back off and give him some slack. Three boys on the ground, did they stumble and fall? No, they dismounted when they heard nature call. Tink, sit, sis, go, mom, turn toward the gate. Well, take a mom through, you're doing just great. Come over here, boys. Don't be moving slow. We've got one pair sorted. There's just a dozen to go." Hope you hung with us all the way through on that one. I need to go make a quick pass through the cows, but I do thank you for riding along this morning. If you happen to have a few minutes of spare time, stop by and visit the Homegrown webpage at www.rpsmith.us. I hope to see some of you at the pre-rodeo celebration in Burwell next Saturday night. Have a great week, and please join me next time for Homegrown.